One scenario that you might run into as chief of staff is if your CEO has an important decision to make and the leadership team might be on pins and needles waiting for the decision to be made, and the CEO won't make a decision. And they're avoiding the decision, they're delaying the decision, they're deferring the decision, they're avoiding the decision in any way possible. Emily, what do I do? One thing that could be happening, one thing among many, but one thing that could be happening is your CEO could be scared to make that decision. They could be scared. They're humans before they're CEOs. And to be fair, CEOs don't get the light and breezy decisions, right? They don't get the easy button version of decisions. Clearly, we should go this way. They get the equivalent of picking up a rock and having creepy crawly things shoot out. Oh my gosh. That's the decisions they get. So we have empathy. We put our empathy cap on, which is always a good piece of wardrobe to have for being chief of staff. And we say, okay, this could be a significant impact to the company's success or failure. This could be a significant impact to people's livelihoods. This could be a significant impact to their reputation. It could be a career-ending decision for them. So there's a lot of weight to this decision. And so we understand and we recognize that they could be scared because they're scared of being wrong and it being an important decision. And they're scared of being wrong publicly. And these are all human traits, right? So we understand this at some level. Okay, so if we get to that point, then it becomes our job to bring this to our CEO's attention, bring it to their awareness. And that might sound funny. You might say, Emily, how do they not know about this? This is the biggest deal to me, and it's the biggest deal to the leadership team. They're getting kind of frustrated with this. I understand. Just trust me, the CEO might not even know it's a thing. They might not even know it's out there. So the first job is to make sure that they're aware of this. So how do we do that? You could start with a general statement. General statement, light, casual, breezy. Oh, I'm curious, what's the approach to Project XYZ? General statements, gets the conversation going. Cool. If you need something else, it might be a observation, a neutral observation, and you just throw it out there. The last time we talked to the leadership team about Project XYZ, we were kind of thinking we'd have a decision in a week or two, and that's the impression we left. Now we're pushing 2 months, and I know the teams are in this awkward holding pattern, and they're trying to not swing their teams this way or commit their resources that way until they get a go-no-go from you. Stop talking, and the CEO will answer or respond in some way. If you need something a little more specific than that, you might go with, we have a leadership team meeting this Thursday at 9 a.m. I wanted to give the team an update on Project XYZ. Stop talking. And your CEO will respond with some sort of update or some sort of response. You could group it with other things. And this can be used for multiple scenarios, by the way. So you could take your list of open items that you have for the CEO, as a chief of staff always does, and you could group this important decision with other things. So you're in your one-on-one and you go, yep, I just wanted to cover off on some open switches. We've got thing one, thing two, and thing three. The important decision is thing two. So you group it in, thing one, thing two, and thing three. And the golden path would be your CEO going, oh, here's the update on one, two, and three. Boom, done. If you get that, just keep on moving. Like, that's awesome. This also might be a way to make sure it's on their radar. You can kind of see like a flicker in their eye where, oh, that's a thing on someone's list. Okay, that's an open item that I need to put brain power to. Cool. So that could be helpful in that way as well. The way they respond to all of these questions and all of these statements and observations will be telling. So if, for instance, you know, you say, I want to give the team an update on Thursday at 9, and they go, oh my gosh, Emily, you're right. Oh my gosh, I remember telling the team about that and a decision was coming in 1 to 2 weeks. And then right after that call, I spoke with so-and-so at the board and this happened. And you might go, oh, okay, that totally makes sense. Like, yes, let's definitely update the team, but now I know where we're at. Got it. Good. If the CEO starts hemming and hawing and saying, oh, project XYZ. Yeah, no, let's push that to next week. In fact, you know what? I don't want to deal with that. Let's push it to next month. That could be an opening for a different part of the conversation, a different line of dialogue. And that could be, again, an observation, but a little bit more pointed, as in, all right, I know that we have delayed the decision on project XYZ twice before, and it seems like we're doing that again. So I'm just curious about your thoughts there. I'm curious about your approach, or when would we know next steps, or something like that, to elicit like, okay, like, tell me a little bit more about that decision, about that statement. And if it has to do with not having enough data and they're never going to have all the data, you might bring that up to them and say something like, knowing that we'll never have perfect data or complete information on this, what would make you ready to make a decision? Or what would make you comfortable and confident to give some next steps to the team? Something like that. And depending on where their conversation goes, if they say, Emily, I'm just not ready to make that decision, you could double click on that and say, what would make you ready to make that decision? Or how would you know when you're ready to make that decision? So get a little bit into their mindset and their approach and the lens they're looking at it through. That can be helpful. You could also share your opinions on it and say, okay, well, when I think of project XYZ, I'm thinking about this and this and this, and I've got this running list of pros and I've got this running list of cons. Stop talking. The CEO might say, oh my gosh, I'm concerned about that too. I'm really glad you brought that up because I see all these good things, but I can't get over that. Okay, that's a great data point. Now you know you're pinpointing, all right, that's the concern. Let's talk about that a little more. Let's talk about that in more detail. The CEO could also say, Emily, I love that pro. I picked up on that too. I love that upside. I'm all about that. I want to maximize that. I'm just concerned that if we say we're going to do that, are the teams going to be able to scale? Are we going to be able to deliver to that? All right, that is also a good data point. So we know the CEO is keyed in on this thing over here and they're focused on it, but the concern is our teams might not be able to deliver. By the way, that could be a very valid concern. If we're throwing out this number, throwing out this promise to internal constituents, to our customers, and we can't meet it, that's a legit thing. So it might be, oh, you're right, let's go to the teams and verify we can do that. It also might be, oh, you aren't aware that the team has been working furiously on a hiring and training plan, and we have some hiring waves coming up, and we're going to be able to train these people up in time. Let me make sure you have the latest information on that so you feel comfortable with it. That could be all it takes to unlock it. Oh, okay, let me look at that. Yes, 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 okay. And a door is unlocked. Okay, so there's all these different situations and combinations and permutations these conversations could go. But the main takeaways from this episode are, number one, know that your CEO can be scared. And sometimes that's a novel concept because we think of our leaders as big heroic figures who always have every answer, who are going to lead the team into battle and storm the beachhead for freedom. And sometimes we forget that they're humans and that they can be scared. So that is a thing among many. So, right? So if you have a CEO who's avoiding an important decision, it might be because they've got 24 other things and it just fell through the cracks. That's totally a possibility. It might be they're aware of that decision and they're consciously deferring it until they get a critical piece of information. That could make sense. Okay, we certainly don't want to make that decision without knowing that. That makes sense. But it could also be that they're scared. And if you know they're scared to pull the trigger, part of your job as chief of staff is to say, okay, number one, let me make sure it's on their radar at all. Let me bring it to their attention. And number two, let me help them work through that problem to a good solution. And you know your CEO best, so you know how to put them in best position to make a good decision. How to put them in best position to make a good decision. So that might be they need more information. They need a thought partner and sounding board, someone to start asking them questions. They need to talk to this person over here and that person over there and hear it from them themselves. They might need to go offsite to a different location for a day and do some brainstorming or think about it by themselves for a little while. You know your CEO best, so put them in best position to make a good decision. And that's your job as chief of staff. So if you're running into any of this and you want help or you're trying to find different options or different phrases or questions or ways to say that, then feel free to reach out to me. I work with people on this all the time. And it's a really nice thing to be able to put your CEO at ease. When they're concerned about something and they have anxiety and they have the world on their shoulders, that big weighty decision and their Atlas trying to hold the world up, coming in as chief of staff and helping alleviate some of that pressure and burden can be a really rewarding thing. So being able to do this well is a critical part of the job and just makes you feel good that you're able to help someone. So if you need help with that, then please let me know. Otherwise, go forth, be good chiefs of staff, be good leaders, lead well, and serve well.
Help us in our mission to cultivate and promote exceptional leadership. A simple like or share of this episode can go a long way. Emily, me, the British guy, and the United Kingdom extend its gratitude.